On today's Live and Local, we have a special treat for you in this holiday season. It's a program that aired on our companion station WYLL-TV earlier this month called Winter Voices, an Acapella Holiday. And we thought we would take the audio from that and turn it into a radio program. And I'll be introducing the various groups that come on, since, of course, you can't see what they look like, and there's no crawl across our radio screen to tell you. But I do have with us, to give us a little bit of an introduction to Winter Voices, David Teal, who's the program director for WYLL-TV. And I don't know if the thing was your brainchild or not, David, but where did the idea for Winter Voices come from?
Back in March of 2010, we did a program called Acapella Beatdown, which was something that kind of got it was kind of cheekily named because it kind of came out of a conversation that we'd had during a pledge drive discussion. We had seen a program called Straight No Chaser featuring an acapella group, and thought, you know, I kind of said, well, you know, we could do this. You know, we've got a barn. We can put on a show. And so we did this live competition, as I said, called Acapella Beatdown, featuring acapella groups, mostly college age and a couple of high school age groups. And, you know, really tried to do an American Idol kind of thing live all in one night. It was kind of crazy. And after that was done, some month or so later, Les Schulte, who is our corporate support director here, suggested, well, why don't you do, you know, a holiday version of that without the live element, the competition element? Let's just, you know, bring back some of these groups and do, you know, a holiday show instead.
And how did you choose these particular groups? Because it's I only see one or maybe two of them that were on that acapella beatdown show.
Right, yeah. We had the Ripcords back from the University of Illinois. They're a women's group. And then the Tone Rangers are from Millikan University and, you know, a men's group. They were two of the participants in the beatdown, but this time around we decided to expand the range to include Sweet Adeline's groups as well as barbershoppers. So tried to expand the age range a bit, bring in some different types of singers. And so we actually wound up with a pretty good bunch. I mean, when you say, you know, how did you select them? Well, you know, a lot of it comes down to who agreed to participate, you know, who had the time and had the material already prepared. But we were able, through luck and some persistence, to get groups from Springfield, and as I mentioned, from Decatur, from Danville, and of course from Champaign-Urbana. So it was a nice mix of WYLL-TV's broadcast range.
So the barbershop groups are all female. They're all the Sweet Adelines. What happened to the men?
Well, we have one men's group. There's the Prairie Blend Quartet.
I believe they're that's an offshoot. Barbershop.
They're a barbershop group. I believe they're an offshoot of the Illini Statesmen. They appeared, you know, did a couple of songs of their own. They also did, there's a team up they did with a group called Illusion that is a Sweet Adeline quartet that is part of the CU Sweet Adelines. But yes, the others were primarily Sweet Adelines. We had the Danville crowd, the Champaign-Urbana crowd, and then there's the Sound Celebration Chorus out of Springfield.
Yeah, and we've actually had Illusion as sung for us live twice on Live and Local.
Mm-hmm.
They're really very good. And I guess I have heard of Prairie Blend. I didn't know what they were called. Vern Knapp, I think, is their bass.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And probably director, knowing Vern, but I don't know if he bills himself that way. And I guess they do sometimes do some things together. But they didn't do anything together for this particular show, did they?
Prairie Blend and Illusion did one number together.
Oh, they did. Okay,
yes.
Good.
Mm-hmm. You'll hear that later in the program.
Yeah, well, we'll get to hear all these groups during the course of this hour. And how did you avoid, since it's an all Christmas program, how did you avoid having them duplicate songs?
That was just a lot of diligence on my part to just, you know, constant email contact saying, okay, you know, two groups pick the same song. Can one of you pick something different? And so, you know, we kept trying to work through that and, you know, couple of groups had to change their numbers, but yeah, we wanted to make sure that there, you know, there was no duplication, and you know, to try to get a variety of things too. So I mean, we've got some very traditional carols, we've got things like Santa Baby, you know, we've got a nice mix of music, I think.
This was planned as a pledge program?
Yes.
How do you decide what goes on to a pledge show on WILL-TV, and when does it particularly appeal to do something homegrown? Is that even something you've done very often?
Well, myself personally, I haven't produced a lot of programs for WILL. I mean, I've been the program director. I've been here for more than 20 years, but in, you know, since 1997 as the program director for the TV station. But I haven't produced a lot of shows, and it really was just my experience with the a cappella beatdown, and then, you know, that led to this program. I think that, you know, we try to make sure that we have something local in each of our pledge drives. We really like to stress the localism here at WILL. And so there was, you know, interest in having a new local production, and it was something, since we had some experience in producing a previous a cappella show, that I think that's why we looked to this particular thing, because it just seemed like, you know, type of music that would appeal to our audience.
How did the viewers respond to it?
The pledge drive response wasn't as strong as I would have liked. For Winter Voices. Because, well, I don't know the reason why. I mean, you know, we had a lot of participants from the area. We had over 110 singers in the program from, again, various communities from throughout central Illinois. The response wasn't as strong as I would have liked, which is too bad. We did, however, thanks to our corporate support director, Les Schulte, and Charlie Smith, who also does corporate support here, we were able to get a number of underwriters for it. And so, you know, I think the production overall will probably more or less break even. And that, for me at least, is good enough. You know, it's always nice if you can actually raise money, but you know, above that. But, you know, at the end of the day, we got a lot of people into the studio from throughout our area. You know, they got a little taste of what it's like to be on the air. And, you know, we got a nice show out of it. We're going to use that show again for the holidays, and also break out some of the songs to run in between programs around the holiday season. So, you know, we'll get material out of it, and it's great.
And did you get some nice feedback from listeners?
I think, yeah.
Viewers, I should say.
Mm-hmm. Viewers, right? Well, you know, they listen to. And I think so. And we certainly got nice feedback from the groups involved. And I think everybody had a good time. We certainly, you know, I certainly had fun. And it's always just so entertaining when you get, you know, 30, 40, 50 people in our lobby all at the same time, because we had groups kind of shuttling in and out over the course of a couple of taping sessions. So you'd get, you know, they'd kind of overlap. And sometimes they'd start singing at each other, and it was, I think, a great deal of fun for everyone.
Well, I'm looking forward to hearing all of these as we play them on today's Live and Local. It's Winter Voices, an a cappella holiday, originally aired and was produced for WILL-TV, and we'll be hearing the audio part. Of course, we can't share the video. You can. Is that up on the website, by the way? Can people view it?
I don't know that it's up on the website yet. I wanted it to get it up on the website. We will be airing it live. Well, not live, but we will be airing it on television on Christmas Eve at 9:30 p.m. and on Christmas Day at 3 p.m.
Great. So you can enjoy today's audio. And if you like it that well, and you want to see what all these singers actually look like.
They're very pretty.
I'm sure that the Prairie Blend and Tone Rangers will be pleased to have been called pretty.
Yeah, absolutely.
And they sound great. Well, David Teal's the program director for WILL-TV and largely responsible for putting this all together. Anybody else you want to acknowledge in that process?
Oh, a whole lot
Too
of
many
people.
People.
I mean, I would love to be able to take all the credit for myself, but, you know, I mean, obviously I didn't come up with the original idea. That was Les Schulte, but Jeff Cunningham, our production manager, Tracy Kane, who, you know, runs the crew, and just, I mean, so many people. Mike Pritchard from FM, of course, did the audio work for us. And then just, again, lots and lots of talent. We had John Frayne step in to do some hosting duties on the program. And so, you know, it was a big family effort. It was terrific.
So I'll be a big step down from John. So sorry about that, folks, but you'll have to deal with me introducing everybody on the show. Thanks, David, very much for joining us.
Thank you.
It's Live and Local here on FM 90.9. And first up on our show is Champaign-Urbana Sweet Adelines. They're directed by Jackie Compton. They've been around for 55-plus years, and just this year they won first place for Small Chorus and the Showmanship Award at the 2010 Regional Competition for Sweet Adelines in Peoria, Illinois. They're going to do four numbers for us. All of them quite well known for Christmas time. Holly Jolly Christmas of Johnny Marks, Jingle Bell Rock by Joe Beal and Jim Booth, Let It Snow by Sammy Kahn and Julie Stein, and Mikola Leontovich's Carol of the Bells.
Jingle bell rock. everywhere filling the air. Oh, how they pound, raising the sound, o'er hill and dale telling the tale. Ring, while people sing, ring, Christmas is here. Ring, ring, Christmas, ring, ring, Christmas. Ding, dong, ding, dong. Ding, dong, ding, dong, ding, dong, ding, dong. Christmas is here, bringing the cheer to the ding, dong. Cheer from everywhere, filling the air. Oh, how they pound, raising the sound, o'er hill and dale, telling the tale. Giving the ring while people sing songs of good cheer. Christmas is here. Ring, ring, Christmas, ring, ring, Christmas. Ding dong, ding dong, ding dong, ding dong.
Those were the Champaign-Urbana Sweet Adelines under the direction of Jacqueline A. Compton, otherwise known to Jackie as Jackie to everybody. And they performed live in our companion station studios, WYLL-TV. You heard them here on Live and Local, a special edition of the show here on FM 90.9. They sang Johnny Marks' Holly Jolly Christmas, Jingle Bell Rock by Joe Beal and Jim Booth, Sammy Kahn and Julie Stein's popular Let It Snow, and Carol of the Bells by Mykola Leontovich from a Ukrainian carol. And WYLL-TV will be rebroadcasting Winter Voices, an a cappella holiday from which this music comes, on Christmas Eve at 9:30 at night and on Christmas Day at 3 in the afternoon. Our program today is made possible by Tire Barn Warehouse and Michelin Tires. After almost 30 years at Prospect and Bradley Avenue, Tire Barn is moving. Tire Barn's new superstore is opening soon in front of Home Depot on Bloomington Road, Champaign, and will continue to feature Michelin Tires. Next up on that program for WILO-TV, Winter Voices, which was produced earlier this month, we'll hear the Danville Sweet Adelines. Joanna Combs is the director. They were charted in 1971, and they open with Jingle Bells by James Lord of Pierpont, bet you didn't know who wrote some of these tunes. Then is Frank Lesser's What Are You Doing New Year's Eve? And Santa Claus is Coming to Town, written by J. Fred Coots and Haven Gillespie.
Jingle, 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 dashing through the snow. Jingle, in one more single sleigh. O'er the fields we jingle, 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 jingle bells. Bells on top will ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle, 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 jingle all the way, oh, jingle bells. Jingle, 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 it is while we ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride. Maybe it's much too early in the game.
making a list, checking it twice. Gotta find out who's naughty or nice. Oh, Santa Claus, here he comes to town. He's coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're away. He knows if you've been bad or good. So be good for goodness sake. Oh, you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Oh, Santa Claus, here he comes. Ding-a-ling, ding-a-ling. Santa Claus is coming. You better watch out. That funny old man is on his way.
We heard the Danville chapter of Sweet Adelines, led by Joanna Combs, and they were heard live in WYLL-TV studios here at Campbell Hall for Illinois Public Media. They were recorded as part of Winter Voices and Acapella Holiday, produced for WYLL-TV, originally aired on December the 6th, and it will rebroadcast on Christmas Eve at 9:30 and on Christmas Day at 3 in the afternoon. I should say Christmas Eve at 9:30 p.m. We heard Jingle Bells by James Lord Pierpont, and did you know that that song was originally written and sung for Thanksgiving, not for Christmas? I learned that yesterday. Then Frank Lesser's What Are You Doing New Year's Eve? And Santa Claus is Coming to Town, which was written by J. Fred Coots and Haven Gillespie. This is a special edition of Live and Local. I'm Kevin Kelly, and we're sharing all of the audio that of the singers who were heard live on Winter Voices for TV. Next up, we have actually two barbershop quartets. Prairie Blend, who are four men, tenor Hugo Fugan, hoping I'm saying his name right, lead Denny Mulvaney, baritone Kevin Swartz, and bass Vern Knapp. And in the first of three songs we're going to hear, they're joined by the female barbershop quartet called Illusion, tenor Chris Riefsteck, lead Betty Wiseman, baritone Michelle Riefsteck, and bass Joni Coquet. And they are singing together Jill Jackson and Cy Miller's Let There Be Peace on Earth. And then Prairie Bend Blend goes it alone on the traditional African-American spiritual, Mary Had a Baby. And then it's The Bells of St. Mary by A. Emmett Adams and Douglas Ferber from Winter Voices on this special edition of Live and Local on FM 90.9.
Let there be peace on earth.
Father, brothers all. In the church of St. Mary, sweet voices shall sing. For you and me, dear, as the wedding bells ring, they'll ring. The bells of St. Mary's on here they
We heard the Barbershop Quartet Prairie Blend with tenor Hugo Fugan, lead Denny Mulvaney, baritone Kevin Swartz, and bass Vern Knapp. They're members of the Illini Statesman chapter of Barbershoppers based in Urbana-Champaign. And they were joined for the first song of that three-song set by the Illusion Quartet from the Champaign-Urbana Sweet Adelines, tenor Chris Riefsteck, lead Betty Wiseman, baritone Michelle Riefsteck, and bass Joni Koke. We heard Let There Be Peace on Earth by Jill Jackson and Cy Miller, Mary Had a Baby, which is a traditional African-American spiritual, and The Bells of St. Mary by A. Emmett Adams and Douglas Ferber. These performances were all originally produced and heard on WYLL-TV, the program called Winter Voices, an a cappella holiday. It first ran earlier this month and will run again on TV, so you can see what all these folks look like when they're singing on Christmas Eve at 9:30 in the evening and 3 o'clock Christmas Day. This is a special edition of Live and Local on FM 90.9. I'm Kevin Kelly. Next up on that program were the Ripcords, an a cappella group of women from the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign, and they typically perform favorite pop, country, and R&B hits. They've been around since 1992. Their music director is Meg Hickey, and there's 15 of them in the group. We are going to hear from them two songs, I'll Be Home for Christmas by Buck Ram, Kim Gannon, and Walter Kent, and Santa Baby by Joan Javits, Philip Springer, and Fred Ebb.
Snow and mist. Santa baby just slipped a sable under the tree for me. That apple good girl, Santa baby.
So hurry down the chimney tonight.
Those were the University of Illinois Ripcords, recorded at WYLL-TV, our companion station, a program called Winter Voices, an acapella holiday, and this is a special edition of Live and Local here on FM 90.9. They sang I'll Be Home for Christmas and Santa Baby. We have two groups left in our special today. And next, we have the Sound Celebration Chorus, the chapter of Sweet Adelines International from Springfield, Illinois. Martha Eiter is their director. They're going to sing three songs for us. The Christmas Song by Mel Torme and Bob Wells, Mary, Did You Know? By Mark Lowry and Buddy Green, and Winter Wonderland, written by Felix Bernard and Richard B. Smith. You heard the Sound Celebration Chorus from Springfield, Illinois, that chapter of Sweet Adelines, directed by Martha Eiter, the Christmas song of Mel Torme and Bob Wells, Mary Did You Know by Mark Lowry and Buddy Green, and Winter Wonderland by Felix Bernard and Richard B. Smith. They were heard as part of Winter Voices, an a cappella holiday produced for our companion station WYLL-TV and first broadcast on December the 6th of this year. You can hear that show and see that show again on WYLL-TV on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. And you're listening to this special edition of Live and Local on FM 90.9. I'm Kevin Kelly. Our final group is called the Tone Rangers. They're a select group of members from the Millikan Men's Choir at Millikan University in Decatur, who sing a wide variety of repertoire, including contemporary a cappella, vocal jazz, barbershop, and some standard men's choir pieces. For us, we're going to hear a special arrangement of The 13 Days of Christmas by Deke Sharon, and then Hush My Darling from the vocal group Eclipse by Chuck Paul, Patrick Rose and Shane Taylor, and finally Irving Berlin's White Christmas.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a partridge in a pear tree. On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me two turtle doves and a partridge in a pear tree. On the fourth day of Christmas,
on the third
day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
five golden rings,
four squawking birds,
three molting crows,
dead canaries,
and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the ninth day,
on the eighth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
nine maids of milking,
eight maids of milking,
seven swans swimming,
six geese a laying.
Better not shout, you'd better not cry,
you partridge in a pear tree.
On the ninth, on the eighth,
on the seventh day of Christmas, my child came to me.
Seven swans are swimming,
six geese are laying,
five golden rings, four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves,
and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the 11th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
11 pipers piping, 10 lords a-leaping, 9 ladies dancing, 8 maids a-milking,
7 swans a-swimming,
6 geese a-laying,
5 golden rings,
4 calling birds,
3 French hens,
2 turtle doves,
and Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer.
Me and my child dreaming of a white night, Jack Frost snipping at your tannenbaum. My
Satan.
And Christ
alive. Sleep so soundly that nothing wakes you from dreams of the new Christmas morn. Let each gift of love
remind you that this day the Christ child,
the Christ child was born, was born.
Let a smile reach out, making it
The sun is shining, the grass is green, the orange and palm trees sway.
There's never been such a day in Beverly Hills, LA. But it's December the
'White Christmas by Irving Berlin, sung by the Tone Rangers from Millikan Men's Choir at Millikan University in Decatur. They performed as part of Winter Voices, an a cappella holiday produced for our companion station, WYLL-TV, and first broadcast on Monday, December the 6th. You can hear that show and see all of the singers in a rebroadcast on WYLL-TV Christmas Eve at 9:30 p.m. and again on Christmas Day at 3 in the afternoon. And you're hearing these performances on this special live and local edition here on FM 90.9. I'm Kevin Kelly. First two songs in that set were 13 Days of Christmas, as arranged by Deke Sharon, and Hush My Darling by Chuck Paul, Patrick Rose, and Shane Taylor for the vocal group Eclipse. Hope you enjoyed the show, and I hope you'll join us again tomorrow for another special broadcast, actually a two-hour broadcast special of Live and Local. It's an encore presentation of something produced for us last year a radio adaptation of Bah Humbug Productions and Parkland College Theater's adaptation of Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol. That's going to be from 12 to 2 on tomorrow's Live and Local. Our broadcast today is made possible with support from the Corkscrews Bouvon Wine Bar, 203 North Vine, Urbana, with a full list of wines from around the world by the glass and by the bottle. Wine tastings are held every Saturday from noon to 4. Information is at 217-337-7704 or on Facebook at Bouvon Wine Bar, B-U-V-O-N-S. Just like everybody, WYLL has been a bit strapped lately, given the economy, and the holidays are certainly a busy time with decorating, shopping, traveling to visit with family and friends. We remain here for you, keeping you informed and entertained as you wind down the year, and welcome your tax-deductible gift right now. It will help ensure that the news and music services you depend on, including Live and Local, are here for you in 2011. We hope you'll take a moment now to make a tax-deductible gift online at willpledge.org, and we thank you for your support. This is Illinois Public Media, WYLL-FM and HD1 and HD2 Urbana, with translators W266AF Urbana and W293AF Danville. WYLL is a member-supported service of the College of Media at Illinois.